This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
So when you think about the Democratic Party right now, and, you know, you've left, you're now vice media, you're writing a book, but the party itself has been in turmoil and now trying to get momentum with these town halls. But Hillary Clinton, she's kept a low profile. Maybe she's writing a book, but she's not out there very much.
No.
Bernie Sanders is out there. Is he the leader of the Democratic Party?
Bernie? I mean, I think if you ask Bernie, he would say no. I think he even said he wasn't a Democrat the other day.
Yeah.
Tom Perez, I think, you know, he is. I think Barack Obama is probably still the leader of the Democratic Party, even though he is sort of on hiatus right now.
Oh, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here it is, the Kevin Jackson Show. Keith Ellison disagrees with Alyssa Mastromonaco, former aide to President Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, thankfully. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Keith Ellison disagrees. He says Barack Obama has left carnage and destruction beyond compare. Finally admits this. But you know what? The left doesn't want you to believe it. They still want to sell the idea that he was the best thing since sliced bread. And you know what? If you try to counsel somebody out of a delusion, and they will not come out of it, and you do it again, and then you try to one more time, there comes a point where you say, okay, you cannot talk to this crazy person. That is what we are dealing with, conservatives. Welcome to the party. Glad you guys are with me, hanging in there. Hope you had a good weekend and a good Monday coming off of whatever it is you're planning on doing. I'm going to tell you this. Keep your skin thick. As they say, keep your powder dry. You know, in the old days. Keep your powder dry. Because you're going to run into leftism all over the place. You're going to run into people that want you to believe Obama was a good guy. Look at Barack Obama. He's amazing. They're going to tell you that global warming is real. They're going to tell you that the foreign policy of the Obama administration made us safe. They're going to tell you that the tax and spend policies of Barack Obama reduced our deficit and reduced our debt. They're going to tell you that Hillary Clinton would have been a markedly better president than Donald Trump. They're going to tell you that you conservatives are losing your mind. You don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you people even allowed to be in charge? You should be locked up. They want to lock you up. They want to silence you. They want to shut you down on the internet. They want to restrict you on talk radio. Me, talk radio. They want to restrict what you write. They don't want you to have jobs. They want one point of view, theirs and theirs alone. And you know what you did? On November the 8th, you said, and you popped them in the lips and said, get back, get out of my face, I'm done with you. You're not bullying me anymore. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to America. And better yet, congratulations to the world. Because you know what happened since then? You have dropped a bomb on Syria, baby. You dropped a bomb on Assad. Yeah, you did. Because you got Donald Trump to say, do something. You got Kim Jong-un, fat boy in Korea, to understand that it's a new day in America. You got Putin, who is on warning, that, you know what? You're not going to be able to bully us around anymore. It's a new day. You got China working with you. You will soon find out that worthless piece of crap organization known as the UN is going to start capitulating to U.S. policy. You got NATO wanting to pay its bills, finally. Some of that money starting to come in. You got other countries who are now willing to step up their wars on terror. They're fighting it at its source. You got a girl who was a prisoner in Egypt for over a year, I don't know exactly how long, an aid worker who's now back on American soil celebrating being an American because we got a real president in office. You got a debt that's now shrinking by $100 billion since Donald Trump's been in office. Oh, does he have his challenges? Of course he does. that that's what you're facing. That's the world you've awakened to, is a world where people are now going to be held accountable. Where Donald Trump says, we're freezing government salaries. We're going to lift restrictions on corporations trying to do business. We're going to freeze any negative impact of Obamacare on business and build a pro-business economy. And speaking of which, I'm going to go out and show you where the jobs are. I heard somebody in an interview just recently, some leftist, Donald Trump talks about jobs. Show us the jobs. Show us the jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, what planet are you from, you simian? He's showing you the jobs. Unlike Barack Obama, who sits around all day going, well, unemployment is ticked down. Yeah. Because people quit looking. If Donald Trump says, well, the jobs are going to come from IBM, the jobs are going to come from SoftBank, the jobs are going to come from U.S. Steel, the jobs are going to come from Dow Chemical, he's not hiding it. He's as transparent with jobs as he was with Supreme Court picks, and hallelujah, we got us a new Supreme Court justice who is a staunch conservative. You want my first 100 days? I give you my first 100 days, says Donald Trump. Come on, bring it. Come on, let's have it. Lefties, you want to call the show? You want to talk about your stupid ideas? I'm happy to have you call. 844-551-8255. And if we don't get you live, I'll record you and we'll put you on this show. I promise you we will. Happy to do it. Have one guy said, I'm going to put you on blast. I'm going to put you on blast. Put me on blast. There is nothing I say on this show that I'm not willing to back up. Nothing. If I know something, I tell you. If I don't, no big deal. I'm not embarrassed. Oh, geez, I'm not sure about that. How am I going to tell my audience I don't know everything? I don't care. I'm not supposed to know everything, but I know a lot. And what I know more than most of you. That's what I'll tell you. And I'm not bragging about that. What you know better than I do. Yeah, I promise you, you do, and I'm happy to concede it. That's how we get along. I see you as an expert. You know lots of things. And that's not what our program is about. It isn't to make you feel stupid. It's to make you feel empowered. You know why you feel empowered? Because you think much of the things I'm talking about. I know I give you some original stuff from time to time, but you think about it. You're like, man, I was thinking that the other day. I was in the car, and I didn't get a chance to tell Mama. You know, or I was, the ladies are like, I was gonna have that conversation with my husband. I swear I was. Of course you were, because you're smart people. And you finally had enough. And you know what? That's what we talk about. And we've got a ton to talk about. Pelosi made one of the strangest comments. I got to play this clip for you. We're not going to do it now, but I'm going to play it later. Also, the Simpsons were mocking colleges and universities. We'll get to that. Gingrich schooled the left and had to be one of the best clips of Gingrich I've seen in a while.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Beams Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
You know, people say Jews are cheap. Jews aren't actually cheap. Jews will spend the money if they think it's worthwhile. A Jew will grab a shirt and go, I don't know. All right, it feels like it's good material. Here's my money. Whereas an Indian guy's like, I don't know. I could probably get this made for $4. Cheap, man. It's in our blood. My dad's so good at being cheap that he could convince you that you're wrong. I took my dad to a bar. He ordered a beer. The waitress was like, it's $4.50, sir. My dad's like, okay. Here's three. She's standing there like, sir, what about the other $1.50? Don't worry about it. Okay. She's like, no, you owe me $1.50. I owe you, you owe me, it's the same thing. Go ahead, don't be so cheap.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is a big cultural difference between Americans. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes Americans, we can be so overindulgent. I mean, just, you know, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. I've finally gotten to the point where I've adopted this attitude of, you know, like I'll go to a parking structure and I'll think to myself, Wait, my dude paying $31 to park here. That's downtown Chicago, and that was years ago. It's probably $40 to park. No in and out privileges. And you think to yourself, what does it take for me to earn $40 for me to go, I'm going to park it, but you got to park there. So, and I don't know whether it's the city's going, well, we're going to just force you to take mass transit so you won't have to pay that parking, but it makes you think about it. I got a $50 parking ticket in Chicago, 3 minutes late, went in to grab the muffin before I was going to go to a meeting, and I parked for a split second. And you know, I think it had a little time on the meter, and I thought, it'll be no time. 3 minutes, go by, get the ticket. You got to be kidding me. $50. $50. So we lose our sensibilities about these things, and it takes sometimes people to get you straight. I remember when I worked for this Egyptian guy, and I ended up making a ton of money there, but it was like pulling teeth to get this guy to pay me the money he contractually owed me. Because it was so much. And I go, that was the deal. Not to mention, how much have I made you? Yeah, but Kevin. So, you know, he would just go on and on. So one time he told me, he says, Kevin, you do know that if something were to happen to you, I would take care of your family. And I told him point blank, I said, yeah, but the difference between how you take care of them and how I take care of them are two different things. And he kind of shook his head like, yep, because he's about subsistence. You know, you'll be able to function. I'm like, no, I want to have the nice things, too. I remember one time I'd done a big deal, and he knew the money was coming in, and he wanted to try to. He was always slick about how he didn't want to pay you. So he would say, he pulls out his American Express Black, and he says, Kevin, so you've been going down looking at a fancy sports car. I said, yeah, because at the time I was debating, was I going to buy a new Porsche? And I'm, you know, I was at the time, I was big ball and I was making money. And he goes, here. And he pulls out his card. He goes, go get it. He gives me his credit card. Go get it. And I go, no. Because I knew this deal was coming. He's going to owe me like $400,000 or $500,000. And he goes, you do this and then we'll call it even on the deal. I'm like, no. I said, first of all, when I get my money, I'll go buy one. If I want to buy one, I'll buy one because there'll be plenty of money. But he was always finagling. And he was a cheap son of a gun, except in his own stuff. But for other people, man, he was cheap to a thing. But here's where I'm saying all this. I learned that 50% of the applicants in Sweden that want to come over, applicants for subsistence or, you know, what they call welfare, the equivalent of welfare, They register two sets or multiple sets of data to the authorities to maximize the Swedish benefit. 50% of these, quote, asylum seekers, they know the game. So here it is. This is the article. Between 30 to 50% of asylum seekers, records of personal data by public authorities in Sweden, according to a study by the tax agency, are false. The false personal information is used, among other things, a major crime activity. Why this is reading so strange? It's a translation from Google Translate from Sweden. I was looking at this going, who wrote this? Like, written by a third grader. Which one of my producers wrote this? They're pointing, him. It was a Google Translate. I remember seeing that because I was like, what in the world is a Google Translate? Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to read this the way Google translated. It said, the false personal information is used, among other things, a major criminal activity. They're saying it is. It constitutes a major criminal activity. Exactly how much is unclear, but they believe 30 to 50%. And they said the reason that they don't know how much, get this, this is interesting, because the authorities won't share information with each other. They won't. And then the other thing is this, and this is one I guarantee you is affecting us as Americans. They can't keep up with the names, the misspellings. How many ways can you spell Muhammad? I saw the name Muhammad with two N's, and I thought it was wrong. But then I looked again in the article, and no, it was Mahanid. And I thought, first of all, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-E-D. Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-E-D. I've seen it that way. I've seen Muhammad with practically every vowel used. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. I mean, I've seen them all. Two M's after the first M, one M, two H's, one H, and then at the end, E or A or even I. How do you go? What is your name? My name is Muhammad. Nice to meet you, Muhammad. No, not Muhammad, Muhammad. Okay, like I said, Muhammad. No, you're getting it wrong. Muhammad. Okay, Muhammad. I mean, come on. Yeah, so they're using this false information in order to get on. Look, have we been talking about this in America? Let me just interrupt myself so I can make sure that I understand myself. But have we not been talking about this in America, that we no longer get immigrants coming over here because they want to contribute to what American society has created? But they're coming here because we're so doggone, we're giving. We give you a lifestyle that they would never have in their own countries. Never. We do this recklessly. Now they say the tax board requires that the Official Secrets Act be changed so authorities can know what each other is doing and then make sure that these illegal things aren't happening. You don't even need to set up alternate identities here. You don't need to. You can just do whatever you want. With these guys, the one guy in the article said, I set up an ID for work, so that's separate. I set up one for my personal life, and I set up one for my regular personal life. And then he sets up one for his alter ego that wants to get assistance. What kind of nonsense is that? Wake up, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Jackson Show.
Yeah, and L.A. is crazy, too, though, because L.A., you have bums out here, and you have crackheads out here, and there's a difference. And you have to know the difference so you know how to respond. See, a bum will ask you for anything you can spare. A crackhead needs a specific amount. If you've ever found yourself in the following conversation, hey, you got $1.17? That's a crackhead.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. One of the things that we got ushered in during the time of Obama, outside of insanity, is we got drugs. That it's funny when people run for high office like this, like the presidency, you get scrutinized. And every president up to this point, it's like, have you used drugs? And they're like, well, no, not me. You know, well, I didn't inhale. You know, you get all the excuses. And Barack Obama, which to his credit, I'll give him this. He said, yeah, well, you know, I smoked, you know, whatever. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines. I smoked a little reefer, may have snorted a line of coke or two, you know. But whatever he did, he admitted to it. I think that's good. Now, if he had said, you know, look, when I was a kid, I did stupid things. I used drugs. Never should have done it. Don't condone it. Certainly didn't help my career, but I'm not going to lie about it. And he didn't lie about it, but I'm saying, had he condemned it? Because I tell my kids, I've never done drugs. I never will. And it isn't because I'm a goody two-shoes. It's because I thought, and I told many of you guys already know this about me, I probably would have said, ooh, this is really good. I'm going to keep doing it. You know, we most of us have addictive personalities. And I'll tell you about chemicals. Chemicals don't care about what your personalities are. Chemicals will make you do stuff you never thought you would ever do. Like go to sleep. If you didn't think, if you're like, chemicals don't affect me, then I guess anesthesia doesn't affect you. You know, chemicals can make you do stuff that you don't want to do. That's just the nature of the beast. So you avoid them. And I tell my kids, don't even say, you know what, it's not going to hurt me. It's only one time or whatever. Yeah, right. That one time is it. Hooks many people. So Barack Obama ushers in this spirit of laissez-faire. Do what you want to do. It's no big deal. And he ushered in insanity. Bragged about his own cocaine use. And pop culture leftists found America's Coke president to be righteous. He could have, you know, the same thing he could have done, for example, with race relations. If Barack Obama had said at any time, look, guys, I'm black. I'm the president. I happen to be black. That doesn't give anybody a pass. America is about opportunity. That's the fairness. It's equal opportunity. And you can go do what you want with it, but don't think there's equal outcome. If he had said anything close to this, I think we'd all have a lot more respect for him. I'm just speaking for myself, but I think most of us feel that way. So Obama's Fed turned a blind eye to, first thing, marijuana usage. Why? Because lots of brothers and sisters partake of the 420, right? A lot of people, particularly blacks, marijuana use in the black community. If you think I'm kidding you, I go to a place called Sweetie Pies every now and then to go get some food, get some soul food. And if you stand out in front of Sweetie Pies, if there's a line, you can't pass a drug test. I'm just telling you, it is amazing, and it's so blatant. I took my son there one time. We were just going to get some food. We're going to bring it home. And we left. I had to leave because I didn't want this kid getting high. But that's just the way it is. So Barack Obama essentially said to black folks, don't worry about marijuana. And for the most part, I will tell you, in the last 8+ years, you've seen a more lax position on drugs than ever before. Now, that being said, because there's a lot of constitutional libertarians that listen to the program, I don't care what you do. I don't care. If you want to do drugs, you want to do crank, you want to mix meth in your house and use it, I don't really care. The problem is when it goes into society. I don't care what anybody does individually in their lives. I do not. I think that makes me a constitutional libertarian or whatever. But I'll tell you, when it infringes on my rights, then I become a constitutional individualist and I will pop you in your mouth. Don't try to rob me. Don't try to, do whatever. Don't try to even come up to me and ask me for money for your drug habit. I have no business of yours. You want to do it, you do it on your own. But point is, Barack Obama has ushered in this drug time frame. And again, I don't care. And I know that may surprise a lot of people, but I don't use drugs. So I don't care. You want to get coke? Get coke. There is no war on drugs when I can go get it in 3 minutes. I don't even know any drug dealers, and I would bet you money within an hour I could pretty much have whatever drug you want. So, that's the war on drugs? Anyway, Obama doesn't see drugs as a criminal problem. He's actually called it a public health crisis. Handle your scandal, the Fed will stay out of your way. So, under Obama, drug use has skyrocketed. The aforementioned marijuana notwithstanding, what about crank? That's meth. They call it ice and a bunch of other stuff. But what about cocaine? That's not gone down. Heroin's at epidemic levels has been for a while. I'm not going to blame that on him, but it's been there. He could have curtailed it to some degree, but he hasn't. Well, now there's a new drug. And for the record, I don't blame people certainly for being on drugs during the time of Obama. I really don't. In fact, I'm surprised I'm not. But there's a new drug out there. It's called Flacca. I don't know if that's actually how it's pronounced. F-L-A-K-K-A. Flacca. And it's $5. They call it $5 insanity. And the reason I bring it up, I've seen videos of the people on Flacca. And it finally got... I've seen like 4 or 5 videos of these people that just go... They're just zombies. And they're doing the strangest things on the street and all this. And finally, I was like, what is that? And one of my researchers goes, Flacca. I mean, they sent me a note on it. I didn't know if they didn't pronounce it, so I don't know if it's pronounced Flacca. But it's F-L-A-K-K-A. It's like when I found that drug they call Crocodile. It's a heroin derivative that makes people's skin start to look like a crocodile skin, and then they die horribly. It's a terrible drug. It's mostly in Russia. Soviet bloc, I should say. So, anyway... I see the erratic behavior of these people on this drug. Scientists call it alpha PVP. And here's what they said. It's a synthetic drug that creates a stimulating rush that can shut down the brain. In which case I thought, well, then if you give it to liberals, we wouldn't even know if they were on it. Which brings me to zombies. It can be ordered online and shipped to your doorstep. We wrote an article about this. Anyway, it's a, you know, nightclub drug, and now it's, when it was just doing, that was kind of like X, right? Nightclub, we'd go to a rave and get your ex, and it made you all sensuous and sensual. Then, of course, date rape, it goes up, because everybody's all sensual and sensuous and, you know, consensual. And then they go, oh my gosh, you know, what are these five guys here doing, you know, having sex with me? Well, you were all sensual and sensual. I'm not condoning date rape by any means. I'm just saying, they get on these drugs and they don't know what's going on, and everybody's on it. So everybody's losing their minds. And this is how leftism works. But anyway, once a drug leaves the nightclub scene, and then it starts affecting students, well, then there are those leftist adults that go, oh, well, what are the kids all taking? So then they go take it. And then, of course, we end up with a population of zombies, which is what we have right now. The people that would be willing to vote for Hillary Clinton as president. So the problem is we don't address the key issues, the real issues. And the real issues are the things that cause people to want to escape reality. Why do you want to escape reality so badly? I don't. Look, my life is not charmed. It is. I mean, I have to lead a good life, but it isn't like, woo, I get up and, you know, people are doing my nails and gathering my, you know, my outfit for me and shaving me and bathing me and preparing. I'm reading the newspaper while all this is going on, and while somebody's in there cooking for me, putting me in a limo, taking me to my helicopter to go fly to my private jet, to go fly to my island, to go meet up with a bunch of, you know, Victoria's Secret models. It ain't like that. It used to be. No, I'm kidding. But the fact is they want to escape reality. And the reality is what they're escaping is the lack of family, the lack of belief in a higher power, the lack of dedication to oneself, the lack of being part of a community and feeling something stronger than you. That's what I remember when I was a kid. I felt like America was like, and it made me, no matter what was going on in my life, it was something to be proud about, something to hold on to. But Obama focused on LGBT and the promotion of Islam, and we ended up with a bunch of zombies.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
I mean, Donald Trump is the single worst person ever to win the nomination of a major party. When I say bad person, I mean like, you know, every sexist thing he said, every racist thing he said is just deplorable, quite frankly. Now, I don't say that about his supporters, but I say it about the way he campaigned in this election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Keith Ellison, one of the two Muslims that are in the Congress now. The other one's Andre Carson. I don't know why these suckers won't just change their names to like Muhammad Sharif, Omar, Abdul, Ali, Khalid, whatever. Why don't they just change their names? Keith Ellison. You know why? Because he knows the writing's on the wall for Muslims. Same with Andre Carson. Change your name, black man. Become Khalif, Kareem Abdul, Ali Muhammad Karzai. I don't know what are those other crazy names. Anyway, the type of rhetoric that Keith Ellison has nothing to back that up. Nothing. When he said that, Donald Trump hates Muslims. Since when? Since when? I asked somebody, has Donald Trump gone after Americans who are of Muslim heritage? Has he gone after them? Did I miss a memo? Or is he only talking about the ones that are coming in and bringing their terror? When he talks about Mexicans, does he go after Americans of Mexican descent? Or does he only talk about the ones who are coming across our border, violating our laws, and ergo, violating our people? What are these people talking about? They lose their minds. No sanity whatsoever. They don't even want to hear it. Keith Ellison has never been challenged. I'm telling you, you give me your high-ranking leftist, I will tell you somebody who is a step-and-fetch-it, toe-sucking son of a gun who will just do whatever the left tells him to do. Hey, put that book on your head, hold it with your left hand, and dance around. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, baby! That's what they do. It's ridiculous to watch. And you think I'm kidding you? I debated these guys. You should see the look in their eyes when you go, well, what about this? And you just come up with some very common sense, innocuous. It's not even a big deal. You don't even have to use your brain to come up with it. It's a common sense question like, you know, I'm here to buy some shoes. What is your shoe size, sir? Dun, dun, dun. What? Yeah. What size shoe do you wear? Dun, dun, dun. It's like, don't you think that would be the natural question? But that's what happens to them. It's just utterly, ridiculously amazing to me how these people are, how there's no challenge. And so they get caught up in a dogma that they've never had to defend. And when they get into a place to defend it, you know, the first thing they do, they get defensive. They don't say, huh, interesting. Here's what I'll tell you. One of the biggest compliments you guys have given me, some dude wanted to debate me on something. And we recorded it, and I played it on the program. He didn't agree with what I said. I said, fine, let's have a debate. He didn't win the debate. He got his butt kicked. But I wasn't rude about it. I was like, here it is. So you guys are writing in going, hey, man, way to go. You know, hearing people that's of a dissent that's different, you know, some opinion different than yours, and you weren't mean-spirited. No, I promise you, I'm never going to be mean-spirited. If you just want to have a debate, let's have a debate. That's how, you know, they say steel sharpens steel. I love having these debates. I love having a discussion with intelligent people, or at least willing. You don't have to, you know what people tell me all the time, Kevin, I'm not nearly as eloquent as you. So what? The words don't roll off your tongue as quickly as mine, nor as pretty. It's okay. There's no ridicule here. I want to hear your point of view, no matter how clumsily you present it, because that doesn't make the idea bad, because you can't say it right. We'll figure it out together. And I want that. That's what conservatism is all about. The problem with the left is they do not want that. They will beat that out of you if it's within... Ooh, as God is my witness. Who are you to say that? My grandparents were perfect examples. Democrats to their core. Great conservatives. Democrats to their core. And I would say something like, oh, I don't... What is that person talking about? Shut up over there. That's what my grandfather would tell me. If I dissented from the Democrat, if a Democrat was speaking and they didn't even agree with him, and I dissented from the Democrat, even though they didn't agree, my grandparents would be like, shut up, boy. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. And I go, I ain't shutting up. I keep talking. My brother to this day, my older brother, he marvels at me. My brother would shut up. Now, he's a staunch conservative, but he would shut up. I wouldn't shut you. I'm going to get my brother on the program with him. He would tell you, Kevin, kept talking, walking in front of the TV going, that ain't true. I don't even know what they're talking about. And my grandparents would be like, shut up, boy. No. I know right from wrong. And you know why they couldn't get, you know, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I wasn't being disrespectful to my grandparents. What I was being was, I was saying, that is not true. I know what they just said is not true. And I dare you to do something to me. You give me a spanking because I caught their lie. And they never did. Not one time when I was on there going, what? That is nonsense. And, I mean, I'm a kid yelling at the TV going, that's just crazy. Not one time did I get a spanking. And I'm telling you, I got more spankings than I don't know. What, how old was Methuselah? Like 900 years old? I got more spankings than that growing up. Nah, I probably got about 900 spankings. I got a bunch of them. But I never got one for talking politics. Not one. My grandparents, as much as they may have wanted to, they knew I was right. So, I'm just telling you, these people are twisted. And the problem is, they don't even realize it, and it's going to bite them. And I'm going to let Newt Gingrich tell you.
Talk about the Democrats. How about that last point, Mr. Speaker, from Matthew Dowd? That was one of the things that I had noticed as well. You start out high here. You don't tend to find things you can go higher.
You guys all collectively live through Trump knocking off all the Republicans, Trump knocking off Hillary, being wrong about all of it at every stage, and then you turn around and you apply the same old conventionalism. Donald Trump is the most divisive president since Abraham Lincoln. He represents an alternative world. It's why you have riots at places like Berkeley. You have two parallel universes. It's actually a very funny Megyn Kelly interview I did 2 weeks before the election. She's giving me all this polling data. And I said, look, there are two universes. Now, if your universe is right, Hillary Clinton's president. If our universe is right, Donald Trump is president.
I completely take that point. That's how he's being seen out in the country, in parts of the country right now. But how does it affect the governing? Can you govern effectively?
Sure.
With 40%
first
support?
Of all, as you know, because you've done it, presidents are really powerful. Presidents who are willful and strong-willed and focused have enormous capability to move the system. But second, I have a very simple test. Reagan, in his farewell address, says, I am so proud that together we created 19 million jobs. If Trump has the economy roaring in 2020, he'll get reelected. I don't care what the current numbers are.
George,
if Trump doesn't have the economy rolling in 2020, he has a problem.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Gingrich is exactly right. This is all about one word, folks. One simple little word. Accountability. That's it. If Donald Trump does what he says he's going to do, lights out. Left is in huge trouble. And for the record, they already are. And it's only going to get worse. I want you to consider, let's go down, let's look at the overarching strategy. Make America great again. So I want you to take your hand, start it, if it's your right hand, start it on the left side of your body and draw this big arc across and end it at on the right. That's the overarching theme here. Make America great again. And inside of that is America first. Jobs for Americans. Manufacturing in America. Bringing that money back to America. So I want you to picture everything about Make America Great Again, where it starts with us saying, you know what? We're bad to the bone. You don't like it? Deal with it. So Trump says, Syria, take that. North Korea, take that. China, get on board. Russia, you're soon to come. Iran, coming after you. But we're going to bring this money back first. So he started creating jobs. And I love that he started domestically. I don't need to go through all the jobs. It began with Carrier, and it hasn't stopped. You haven't even heard about the companies that have made other moves since Donald Trump dropped off at whatever the last one was. Does it matter? I mean, we can take you through the litany. Carrier, Dow, U.S. Steel, Alibaba, SoftBank, IBM, Ford, GM, you name it. Across the board, real jobs, good jobs. So you have all that. And all Donald Trump has to do now is bring that money back in with his tax policy, which he's about to unveil. And let me tell you what, you can lock the doors and throw away the keys to the Democrats, because that's what it takes to spur this economy.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.